You are listening to the Limitless Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Herron. What if you had no limitations keeping you from your dream life? In 2016, I had a major tug on my heart to write a book about my story. And in the process, I learned that I had been operating with a very faulty belief system for the majority of my life. I've had a huge transformation since then. And my life's passion and mission is to teach you how to live a limitless life. Join me on this journey. Let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to the Limitless Podcast. This is Deanna Herron, your host. As always, I'm super excited to be with you on this fabulous Tuesday and excited to share with you a topic that really came to my heart a couple of weeks ago and thought, you know what, this would be a great podcast to share. So I'm calling out your inner risk taker, and I hope she's ready to hear what I'm going to share today. Let's talk about risk taking and why that's so important as you're going on your journey as an entrepreneur. First and foremost, I want you to understand that we are all innately born to be risk takers, but at some point in our life, we chose to play it safe. On today's podcast, we're going to walk through how you can get out of that arena of playing it safe and really tap into that inner risk taker that you are created to be. So let's get started on today's podcast. So risk taking is something that I am well aware of. It is something that I basically learned, you know what? I think I learned that at a very young age, actually. And part of it was that I was pushed out into the world. I pushed myself out into the world at age 18 and talk about a risk, right? And since that time, I have gone from one risk to another risk to another risk, just really didn't see it as a risk, actually. It was just putting myself out there, knowing that if I did the work, that risk would pay off. So let's dive into risk taking and really what that looks like. So I want to bring you back to a time in your life where you probably experienced some risk taking behavior and what that looked like. So I think about the first time that I was at the swimming pool. I loved swimming when I was younger. I still do, actually. But it was like, that was like the biggest gift and thrill to me, was to be in a swimming pool. The opportunity for me to be invited to a swim party was just, that made me so happy. And I love water, probably because I'm a Pisces, I guess. So I remember a time when I was invited to a swim party and they were taking turns going off the diving board. The diving board was, it was a little bit higher than what I had seen in the past, and I'd never been off of a diving board. And so I saw the kids going off the diving board. You know how that is. You feel a little bit of a responsibility and a little bit of peer pressure that you need to go off the diving board as well. And I remember that feeling in my stomach. So tap into that feeling that you feel when you're a little bit scared. That's, and you're about to take a risk, right? You feel that in your belly. I watched one after another go into the pool and nobody died. Nobody got hurt. And so I thought, okay, my time is coming. I need to go up there. I would love to learn how to dive off the diving board. I wanted that. So I went up and it was my turn. And I just really looked at it. I took a deep breath. I literally just ran off the diving board and got into the water. I didn't even think about it. Now, we know that there are people who will stand at the end of the diving board and go back and forth because they're so fearful about what is about to happen. For me, it was just take a deep breath, go all in, and then it will be over. That is how I dealt with risky situations like that. But the way that I felt after I got off out of the water and off the diving board was, man, I can accomplish anything. And that's the beauty about taking risks. So can you tap into that moment? Do you remember a time, maybe it is a diving board experience for you, where you felt in your gut like, this is really, really scary. But for whatever reason, you were able to get up there, muster up the courage to step off of that diving board. Or maybe you even dove into the diving board, right? Dove into the water. And it made you feel like you were unstoppable. And then guess what happens? The next time you go up to the diving board, Maybe you dive in. The next time you go up, maybe you do a backflip off the diving board. So one risk after another gives you more courage to step into that next risk. So what does that have to do with what we are talking about today? Really, it has everything to do. Business is a risky leap. It's a very risky leap to be able to start a business. I have taken so many risky leaps in my life, and I'm not saying I'm not scared to take them. I definitely, and please don't misunderstand the message here. I am definitely scared to take every single risk. But there's a certain process that I walk myself through, and I'm going to walk you through that process as well. Some of you are listening to this podcast right now, and there's something that you really want in your life. Maybe you want to quit your job. I've been there. When I made the transition from PA into network marketing, I wanted to quit that job so desperately. It was a risk to quit that job and go full force into my network marketing business, where it was 100% sales. It wasn't a consistent paycheck on a monthly basis. But you know what? We always made it and beyond what my income was as a physician's assistant. So just, it's a risk to take. So maybe you want to take that risk and maybe you want to quit your job, but you're thinking, how am I? Just exactly what I went through in my thoughts before I quit my job. How are we going to make it? What if we don't make it? What if I don't make the money that I need to make? What if I don't like the new career that I'm choosing? So all of these fears come into your mind and it keeps you from taking that step. Maybe you're wanting to take that step because you want to jump into a journey of freedom and independence and do your thing. So I want to ask you, do you have the courage to take the plunge? Are you ready to take the risk? The risk is worth it, my friend. And let's walk through what that looks like. So risk takers, I'm going to give you some key components of what a risk taker looks like. And here's what I encourage you not to do. I encourage you not to say, well, that's not me. I'm not a risk taker. Because I want you to remember that all of us are innately born risk takers. God creates each one of us to be a risk taker. So I don't want you to look at these and go, I'm not that. I want you to tap into that inner risk taker that is within you right now and go, okay, yes, I can do that. That's how I want you to look at this. So a risk taker really has their eyes on assets and strengths, rather and not your weaknesses and liabilities. So a risk taker has their eyes focused on their strengths and assets rather than their weaknesses and liabilities. And these are the words that a risk taker will say. And I want you to incorporate this. I can do hard things. I can do hard things. And I'm going to ask you a question. Have you done hard things in your life up to this point? My guess would be absolutely you have. You absolutely have done hard things. So whatever it is that you're wanting to do that you are a little bit fearful to do, to take that risk, I want you to repeat, I can do hard things, because you have done hard things. So focusing on the assets of what you have done in the past, the strengths and the courage that it took to take those risks in the past and tell yourself, I can do hard things. A risk taker chooses, this is the key word here, chooses to wake up and see the possibilities instead of thinking of all the reasons they can't do things. It's a choice, choosing to see the possibilities. A risk taker sees the possibilities in the opportunity that they're about to take a risk in. And then a risk taker is sure of the achievements that they will have in the future. They're sure of them because they're willing to take the risk, and they have absolutely 100% confidence that when they take the risk and they do the work, that the achievement will happen. Absolutely, they know this. Now, did I say that they would never have fear and doubt? No, I didn't say that, because that is part of the equation. Because each risk that you take calls you to a higher level of your interpersonal growth. And that means you are going to experience fear and you are going to experience doubt. And those are the times for you to go, okay, what is this fear teaching me? What is this doubt teaching me? But knowing that the achievement is there. Risk takers understand that there is greatness within them, my friend, that they were born with it. They do. They understand that there is greatness within them. and they're born with it. That includes you. Risk takers don't see a setback as a failure. It's just an opportunity to readjust. Here's what I want you to know about failure. Failure is such a tricky thing. I personally don't believe that we ever fail unless we choose just not to get back up. Okay. So a failure, I want you to look at it at two different ways. If you choose to take the risk and it doesn't turn out to be just like you did it, is that a failure? I don't believe that's a failure because I believe you took a risk and now you just need to readjust. Now, if you choose not to take the risk, would you call that a failure? There are two situations where something didn't happen. So are those failures? That's up to you. That's your definition. But I want you to know either way, you took the risk and maybe it doesn't happen exactly as you thought it would. That doesn't mean it's a failure. That just means it's time to readjust. But you can't readjust something you've never done. Take the risk. Take the risk. Another thing about a risk taker is risk takers live their life as though it's impossible to fail, literally. And they get rid of any back doors. There's basically nothing to fall back on. So whether that is an energetic tie, like I need to release the tie to my current situation in order to move forward, you can't have anything to fall back on. You have to look straight ahead. So several things with this in my life, I had to release the attachment and the title of being a physician's assistant because that very much defined me in order to step into my new role in network marketing. Okay. So I had to get rid of that back door. My career as a physician assistant was just a stepping stone to my career in network marketing. My career in network marketing was just a stepping stone into my career as a coach. Everything that you have done up until this point is growing you into the person to take that next step. I want you to understand that. So that's a stepping stone. So you have to get rid of something to fall back on, okay? We're here to evolve and grow. There was a study done. It was a fighter pilot study. And it's really interesting because I loved this study. In World War II, I can't remember where I read this. In World War II, there were many fighter pilots who played it safe. And if you're a fighter pilot, I mean, I don't know. I can say that I would not play it safe as a fighter pilot. I mean, it's life and death situation, right? But there are many pilots that really played it safe. They were the first to be killed in combat. The surviving pilots who refused to play it safe were the greatest risk takers. They took more risks and they survived. So if we are thinking to yourself right now, why am I so afraid to take risks? If the risk takers survive and those who don't take risks are the first to die. Here's a story that I want to play on with this World War II fighter pilot study. If you don't take risks in your life, you're not growing. And it would be the same as a fighter pilot who didn't take risk, who literally died. And if we're not growing, we essentially die, my friend, because you're either doing one or the other. You're either growing or you're disintegrating. That's just the nature of what we are as human beings. And so this story to me set home more than just a fighter pilot study. Playing it safe, being small, we die a little bit at a time. We die inside. We're not growing. But those men who made it through, they were the greatest risk takers, the greatest risk takers. So why are we so afraid to take risks? Well, let me just give you the background of why we're so afraid to take risks. And this is true for everyone. And I think about this with my children as well. When we were young, our parents desperately wanted us to succeed. And if you're a mom, you understand this. Like, I want my child to be the genius. I want my child to be the one that's liked in school. I want my child to be the best soccer player, right? Because we innately want to keep them in a place where they're never criticized, they're never made fun of, they're never hurt. That's how we feel as a mom. And so we basically are terrified that they're not going to meet up to societal expectations and we attempt to shelter them from harm. And we start to say things like, be careful, watch out. And we become programmed to every move in our life is caution. We teach our kids that. We've learned that. And now that you have that awareness of how you learn to play it safe, none of us are born with a fear of risks. I want you to know that. None of us were born with that fear of risk. It's learned. And so if it's learned, it can be unlearned. Human beings are born to be natural risk takers because we are naturally programmed by God to follow the path which will eventually lead to greatness in our life. To follow the path. And what does that take? It takes risks. It takes doing some things that are uncomfortable that lead to the greatness in our life. That is why we're here. The evolution, you're either evolving or you're disintegrating. You're evolving or you're disintegrating. And that is what life is about. But you have greatness within you. And you are naturally here to take risks. You know, taking a risk in your business, all you have to do is figure out how you will do it. Not if you can. Not if you can is not part of your vocabulary. Because if the idea, if the dream is on your heart, it is telling you, you can. It is telling you, you can. And so now you just have to step into it and the how will come. We don't figure out the how beforehand. You step into it and the how will come. All of the things that I've learned in my coaching business that I had no idea. I had no idea. All of the things that I needed to know. I just knew that I was being called to coach women to their greatness, help women see the truth of who they are without the masks and without, you know, the focus on our bodies and our titles and our labels, et cetera. I just knew that I was called to do that because those are the things that I've been through in my life. But all of the things that I've learned in my coaching business, the how started to come as I stepped into it, right? And the reason why we don't know the how before we start the business is if we look at all the hows, all the things, we would definitely not make the choice to step in because it would be scary. We don't know those things. And it's intimidating to see ourselves as responsible for all of that. There's a reason why we don't know the how beforehand. So I want you to know it's not a matter of if you can, it isn't. You, if the idea and the dream is on your heart, you go for it, my friend, and the how will come. But here's what I want you to do. And this will really help you if you're really going, man, I am afraid. There is something I want to do. And I don't know if that inner risk taker has been hidden all these years. But I'm a little bit afraid to take this risk. And I get it. I've been there so many times and I continue to be that in that space. But remember, just like the diving board story, the more times you take the risk, the more times you get back up and you do something even better and even scarier. Like the next time you'll do a front flip, the next time you'll do a back flip, the next time you'll do a cartwheel off the diving board, whatever that is. But we, as we take a risk, we become bigger risk takers. So I want to just really invite you to just step in, just step into the risk taking. And here's what a great exercise for you to really look at so that you can feel a little bit safer about taking the risk, okay? And this is something that I do with my clients, and it is so transformational when you put it on paper. I want you to, on a piece of paper, I want you to write down, what's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen if you go for this dream or this idea? And I want you to really look at it like, what is it that I'm afraid of? What is the worst thing that can happen? And probably one of the things that you'll say, the worst thing that can happen is I don't succeed. The worst thing that can happen is people don't buy anything from me. The worst thing that can happen is I end up looking like a fool. So just write it all out. Okay, write it all out. What are the worst things that could happen? Then I want you to take on that same piece of paper and I want you to write out all the good things, the very best things that could happen if you were to go for your idea. The very worst things and the good things, the best things, the best case scenario that could happen when you go for that dream. This creates a balance sheet for your own edification that you absolutely have nothing to lose. Because what you're afraid of as you're putting it out on paper and the things that you're really wanting, when you look at that, you're like, the good is worth the risk. The good is worth the risk. Absolutely worth the risk. Tap into your inner risk taker. Do it once, do it twice, and watch how many risks you can go for after you've done a couple. The more risk you take, like I said, the easier it gets, the higher you will climb, the more you will grow, the more you will have confidence in who you are and what you can do, be, and become. I believe in you, my friend. I know you're a risk taker. Tap into that inner strength that you have, those innate talents that are only for you, and go for that dream that's been put on your heart. You are here to change lives. And the biggest life you're here to change is yours. And that is going to require taking some risks. So thank you for joining me today. And I look forward to talking to you next Tuesday. Do the exercise and please share with me on Instagram. DM me. Let me know how this has impacted you. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear the risk that you're going through. Share it with me. Love to hear you. God bless you. See you next week. I'm honored to have you as part of the Limitless community. If this podcast has added value to you, I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. Number one, share it with your family and friends. And number two, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Deanna Heron. I always love hearing from you. If you would love more about what's happening in the Deanna Heron world, you can go to deannaheron.net, subscribe to my email list, or even be a part of my private Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.